Hello, everybody. This is Isaac, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Isaac with Hour to Kill. Happy to have you join me. Let's start the show. If it is going to start, what is this new technical difficulty? I did not foresee. All right, well, I guess we're going to stall a little bit here. How are y'all feeling today? It's a nice Wednesday. It's a wonderful day outside. Yep, some significant technical issues I'm having over here, but it's okay. It's an hour to kill, and we're killing some time. Interesting. I was just reading a piece for my media and society class about fandom, about Harry Styles superfans, Harry Styles and Lily Tomlinson. That was a world I have not entered into. That was interesting. That's music related, right? Anyway, should be up and running now. That was Supervillain Theme by Madvillain, obviously produced by Madlib, instrumental track. Always like to throw that on at the start of the show. Now we're getting to the first full-length track. Bit of a different genre. Joy Division, Transmission. Excellent song. Obviously excellent band. Get into it. We'll be right back. That was Toothache by the band Wednesday. And if you like that song, I have some excellent news for you, especially if you are a Tufts University student, because that band that you just heard, Wednesday, they're going to be in the Crane Room in Page Hall tonight. I believe their set starts at 8:30? Maybe at 8, I cannot remember. There's an opener whose name I am unfortunately forgetting on the spot, but I'm sure are also excellent. But seriously, come out. If you are on campus, you have free time later tonight. Crane Room, a big event hosted by Apple Jam, who've done a lot of great work trying to get live music going on campus. And yeah, great band. That was a good song. I highly encourage everybody to show up. This next song is by a band who I covered live in concert a couple weeks ago. I went to their concert, shot press for Melisma magazine. Shame, who released their excellent second album, Drunk Tank Pink, back in 2020. There's a song off that. And they played this song as a closer, and I think it really worked excellently for that. There's a lot of builds and stop and start and then start again, and then it kind of, it's like the whole tension of the whole show coming from, you know, a post-punk band is kind of resolved at the end, by the end of this song. It's not even the album closer, it's just a mid-album track, but I think it really worked for that purpose, and maybe you'll hear that when you're listening to it, maybe you'll just think, that's a good song. I don't know, but you're about to hear it either way. That was Incinerate, Sonic Youth, from Rather Ripped. Excellent band, excellent song. I was going to say, I like the intro to that song. It almost feels lighter compared to how, I don't know, dense a lot of Snow Day was by Shame. It felt like a nice, slight shift in tone, but not really. Listen to the lyrics, and as it kind of builds the song, not that big of a shift in tone, is it? Hopefully this next song will be a little... I'm not going to say more relaxed, I enjoyed that song, but nice little ride with Stereolab. Nice longer song. Here we go.
La, la lune est libre, je crois, qui rayonne au-dessus. Rayonne au-dessus des toits. La lune est libre. Dans la foi.
Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I just want to add as well, as the song continues to sort of fade out in the background, FCC, if you're listening, and there was some kind of French swear word that I'm not attuned to, I don't speak French, so rest assured, no intentional offense was applied to the ears of listeners of WMFO. I'm seeing Stereolab here next week. It's funny, I kind of just decided to get tickets on a whim because I thought it would be fun to go to it. I don't know their discography so incredibly well. I am really looking forward to it, though. I think it's nice to be able to go to a show and not even necessarily know every song that's playing word for word and just kind of enjoy the moment. I had something similar to that with Parquet Courts last year, even though I did know pretty much all the songs. They were not playing my favorites. They're not necessarily even playing their biggest songs. A lot of either deep cuts or stuff off their latest record at the time. Before I forget, before I play this next song, Happy When It Rains by the Jesus and Mary Chain, I do want to clarify earlier, after I played Wednesday, I just said, come to Crane Room, but I didn't give very good details. So let me provide you with some much more helpful information if you are interested. So hosted by Apple Jam, it is, Wednesday Bash. So the doors are at 7 at the Crane Room in Page Hall, which if you don't know how to get there, look up Page Hall in there. It's kind of an outside room there. It's a little tricky to explain. You'll figure it out, I promise you. You do need a Tufts ID to attend. So that is a good sign for any students out there listening. You should show up. Doors are at 7. Truth Club is at 7:30. And then Wednesday is 8:30 to 10 p.m. Wednesday on a Wednesday. Isn't that fun? Just wanted to make sure I got the correct information out there in more detail since I'm putting people on anyway. Speaking of putting things on, I'm going to put on the Jesus and Mary Chain. Happy When It Rains, Jesus and Mary Chain. One of the best love songs of all time. One of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. I love it. This next song, I don't know if it quite ranks in the same scale of beauty, but I think it's very interesting. You know what? I'm just going to play it, and I'll just talk about it after, because I do want to talk about it. Excellent song. It's a very funny. It's just odd to listen to because it's something is going on that is impacting the studio. It's just traffic outside. My apologies for that. Should have just been playing music instead of hearing me talk and get interrupted. Regret New Order. Very fun just to hear. I don't know, 90s New Order. Just what that sounds like after everything kind of collapsed around them, able to come together with one kind of final actual New Order song, and even then it sounds so, part of me almost doesn't like it because it just sounds so like cheesy and you look at the album cover, I have it in front of me, but for the album Republic, it's quite bad. It's quite ugly looking album cover. Very funny. But then you start listening, and then the Peter Hook bass line just comes in, and you're just like, okay, well, this is still great. This is still whatever. I saw Peter Hook's band play that as their Peter Hook in the Light, his son, was doing the vocals on the hook. It was just very, again, it's just odd. You think all these little, as someone who's a little just, you know, kind of the history of a song or a little bit of how it's made, and seeing it performed by some of the same people, but not all of them. I don't know. It feels like you have pieces of that emotion that was around when the song's made still sticks through once you know what it is. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm rambling a bit. But I do think it's a silly song in some ways, just because of how cheesy it is compared to some other New Order songs. This next song is also a bit silly, a bit lighthearted, and that's good. So we're going to play The Promise by When in Rome. This next song, I'm going to try something. I don't think I've actually done this on an Hour to Kill episode before. I'm going to listen to a song that I've not heard before. This song came out, I believe, just last night or within the last couple days. Billy Toppy by Men I Trust. I've heard this is a slight difference from their typical sound. I'm just curious. What's it going to be? I'll play it live for you all. Billy Toppy, Men I Trust. What a bass line. That really, I mean, a lot of that song did sound very Men I Trust. Obviously, the vocals, a lot of the, I don't know, overall sound. You could tell it's still them, but that's a really interesting direction to take their sound. I really like that, actually. Unlike a lot of their songs, but they're not always, I'm not gonna talk down, oh, they're not my favorite. They're good. They're a good band. But that's a very interesting direction to take their sound. I really like that, actually. What's next? Oh, it's another new... Not as new, I think this came out last week. Another new song from an indie pop favorite, Always, Belinda Says. Here we go.
Yeah. gonna have that baby. Wait tables in town. No word gets around. Moving to the country. Gonna have this baby.
Constant repeat, Charlie XCX, excellent pop song. She's very fun, that was very fun. I had a good time listening to it. And then, of course, before that, always, Belinda Says. We are approaching the end of my time slot here at Hour to Kill, which is kind of sad, But all good things must come to an end, of course, and I will always be back next week, so not too bad. Just going to close out with... Oh! I'm not going to close out quite yet, because I want to introduce the next show. It's going to be Paranormal Playground Sounds, Music Through the Spirit World, with live, free, medium readings. I haven't listened to this full show, but I heard... stuck around for a little bit of it after last week. A lot of fun, a lot of... I mean, it's very interesting. I enjoy it. I think it's interesting. So stick around if that sounds good to you. Some spirit world music and medium readings from an excellent community member host back from COVID as well. From the COVID break, obviously. She did not have COVID as far as I'm aware. I'm rambling now, but I do want to introduce what I think will be my last song. May not. We'll see, timing-wise. Carly Rae Jepsen, one of her new singles, Talking to Yourself. I actually saw her taking a bit of a pop bend these last couple songs. I saw her last night. Very fun show. Very enjoyable. Not last night. 2 nights ago. What am I talking about? Anyway, very good. Very good performer. Very good. I mean, she did a full 2-hour set, and she's hitting the high notes every time. She did not lose her voice. Whole show. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. As pop goes, she really, I don't know, she just nails it. You give her a hook, and she hits it just right, perfectly. It's pop music can be a bit, obviously, of a formula, but I think she's just got that formula down to a T. I need to stop talking to myself and play Talking to Yourself. All right, thank you all for listening to Hour to Kill today, this Wednesday. Remind you all to, if you're a tough student, come out to Crane Room later tonight to see Wednesday perform, the band. That's at about 7, doors are at 7, the performance starts at 8:30, there's a band before them whose name I looked up and then forgot again. I have one more song for you all, and then I'll be done. Thank you all for listening, have a wonderful day.